Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Coats for Kids Day, and over the years, Steve Miggs, we have done some amazing things with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm.
Raised so much money. This year, our goal is $50,000. We're hoping to hit it today, and that is definitely a stretch because we are a little over $20,000, and I do want to give a shout-out to some of the Rockaholics that have donated. I mean, they've opened up their wallets in a big way. I mean, like we said, though, $20 helps, $5 helps. $40 helps, but then you get Rockaholics like Rick Melton donated $569 to Coats for Kids. James Starbuck donated $269, both of them joining the 69 Club in an epic, epic way. And also Megan Winnie donated $200. Every amount helps, but massive shout out to these Rockaholics that have opened up their wallets during a tough time. It's the holidays, and helping out kids in need, that's what we're hoping to do with Coats for Kids Day.
You can head to KISW.com to make a donation, but who better to talk to speak on the mission of Operation Warm than Dean Shelton of the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys once again for having us on your show. Appreciate it.
So we are looking to put 2,500 kids in brand new warm winter coats, and it's a $20 donation that can do that. You have been present for some of the opportunities to distribute these coats to these kids in need. What is that like, Dean?
Yeah, you know what? As a vice president of the Washington State Council of Firefighters and the Firefighters Union, you know, it's been an amazing program over the years for us. You know, we're going back now probably 15 years. In which firefighters from all over the state of Washington, you know, get this great opportunity to not only engage in our community as first responders, but also engage with our kids, you know, that are in their schools and put these coats on kids who may or may not have ever had a brand new coat or wow. or may not have a warm coat. So, you know, it's just a great opportunity for us to really engage, you know, obviously create relationships with the teachers, create relationships, you know, with the kids. And just really build stronger communities.
I saw on the website, and I think it's something that would be good to talk about, is just how it not only helps keep them warm, but also the confidence and the self-confidence and show up into school with a brand new coat is a big part of, I think, why it's so awesome to do this for the kids.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just no doubt that there's already enough pressures on our kids
yeah.
when they step into the school. And one of the last things we need is for a kid to feel left out, like to feel like that they don't belong. You know, and as firefighters, we know what that feels like to, you know, really, you know, we have people, we represent people, you know, from all different backgrounds, right? From people that came from, you know, lesser backgrounds to stronger backgrounds. And we blend that and we create a team. And that's what we're trying to do in the school. And, you know, when you give a kid a new coat, you're helping build that team, right? You're building that kid's confidence. You're building that ability for them to learn. You're building for them to belong. And I think that's really important for us in this day and age when we watch, you know, our communities and how they interact and how we interact as humans together. So anything we can do to help that, you know, again, we know that education is the foundation for strong communities. And, you know, if we can contribute to that, we're going to be part of that. We're really excited about it.
Well, with an estimated 300,000 children living in poverty in the state of Washington, this is a great opportunity for us to not only help out those kids, but their families, too, so that they can, hang on to those critical funds that they may have to be able to pay the bills, put food on the table, all of that. So if we can give the gift of a warm winter coat, it's a huge relief for those families.
And Dean, this might be a strange question or just a weird question, but like, is there an interaction with a family or a kid that you just always remember that sticks in your head over the years of doing this?
Yeah, I think, you know, Steve, I'm glad you asked that. You know, for us, a lot of times the teachers are great. The teachers generally will have their kids after we've been there, you know, obviously send thank yous. And it's pretty amazing what kids can draw or color or create. And it really is touching when we see some of these cards that come back to us where the kid has drawn, you know, them in their brand new coat and just the confidence that they have. So although there's probably, you know, again, if you look at, you know, the 120 locals in our state, and the locals that are contributing in this program and doing coats for kids in their communities, you know, everybody probably has a story of a kid here that they touched or a kid here that they actually made a difference in. But those letters and those thank you cards really, really show the true sentiment that a lot of these kids have when they get that new coat. And you can just see it in their drawing. You can see it in their creativity. And you know, it's awesome when we receive those.
Dean Shelton, big thank you to you and the Washington State Council of Firefighters for doing everything that you guys do with Operation Warm. Coats for Kids is back, Rockaholics, and you can make your donation by heading over to KISW.com.
Hey, I appreciate you. You and your listeners, the Rockaholics, are awesome. You know, every year we've been doing this now a few years. You know, I know we're getting close to that almost $1 million mark, I'm pretty sure, as far as how much you guys have done. On behalf of the Washington State Council of Firefighters, President Dennis Lawson, Secretary Treasurer Greg Markley, and the rest of my executive board, you know, we couldn't do this program without KSW and the Rockaholics, and we can't emphasize that they're part of this community. So although the firefighters get the credit for putting the coats on the kids, it really is a joint effort by so many people to do such great work, and I just want to say thank you to you both and your listeners, because it really is an amazing program that we're excited to be part of.
Dean, we love you, man, and we're hoping that we're going to hit that 50,000 this year as well.
I love you guys too, and definitely have happy holidays, and thanks, Rockaholics.
He's just the best. I love Dean. Absolutely. And we've got some work to do, Rockaholics, but I know we can get there. Just head to KISW.com and you can make a donation to Coats for Kids on Coats for Kids Day.
A little person by the name of Taryn Daly just made a donation.
She sounds awesome.
She's pretty sweet. Also, Tim McGraw donated $169.
The Tim McGraw?
Absolutely. I don't know if it is or isn't, but let's pretend that it is.
I love that.
Shout out to Tim McGraw. We love you, man. You and your dad. He was a great pitcher for the Mets. Awesome times. And shout out also to Charles Collins donating $100 as well. We are not close to $50,000. I'll be honest. I mean, but that's okay. Like, that's the goal, is to hope to hit that by the end of today. And in the past, the Rockaholics have stepped up huge on Coats for Kids Day. But right now, we are at $21,816, which is freaking awesome, because that's a lot of coats for kids in need.
Heck yes. Let's keep it going at KISW.com.